Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
So Brian Shackman is here. I'm Ray Dunaway. Thank you for being here, by the way. And I've got to apologize here, but the governor's been on hold for about 3 minutes. You're not used to waiting, are you, Gov?
I love listening to these ads. Hey, Ray, good morning.
So, and Brian is with us. He used to be at Channel 30, and he works up in Boston, but he's covering for Joe. All right, Brian, you want to start, because I know there was one thing you were thinking
about.
Well,
no, I mean, I have a zillion questions. But I want to start with, in terms of the towns that have gone into the red, and you're sort of giving them the option to roll back into phase two. My question is, you know, do you think they will, and do you want them to sort of pause on the reopening?
Yeah, good morning, Brian. I think it'd be our recommendation to play it safe and to roll back, but we're leaving that at the discretion of the mayors. So I think right now, say Norwich, New London, I prefer going to phase three. New London's a very small town, so they didn't see much benefit to them being at one capacity and all their neighbors elsewhere. Wyndham, on the other hand, said, let's stick at phase two a while longer, keep it safer.
You know, so they would be allowed, if they so desired, to go back to phase two?
Absolutely.
Okay. So there you go. That's, you know, Brian and I were talking about this earlier this morning, but it's odd because when this thing started, it was all the southwest part of the state, Fairfield County, and then into Danbury and up north. But now it's the northeastern part of the state, quiet corner, so to speak, which right now is not all that quiet. That's bizarre how that works.
It was the part of the state that was the least likely to be hit by COVID going back 4 or 5 months. And now it's the part of the state most likely to be hit.
You know, it's interesting. Scott Gottlieb, who used to run the FDA, this morning talked about how Europe's in trouble. They're maybe a couple weeks ahead of us. But at the same time, we've gotten better at treating it. And even if cases reach the same peak we had in the first surge, that the death rate will likely be lower because we're just better at treating these patients. And I'm just curious whether it's cases, positive test rate, or hospitalization, which metric to you is the most important to follow when you're talking about the degree of concern you have?
Yeah, Scott's been one of our advisors, too. He's a Connecticut guy, actually.
No.
Look, over the last 4 or 5 months, I've been really focused on the positivity, the percent of people who test positive for COVID. And we got that down to 1% for really 3-4 months,
yeah,
which was amazing. Now it's creeping up now closer to 1.5%. So that's metric number one. If we get into another COVID season, I'm going to be looking at capacity in the hospitals again. You maybe remember back in April, we were flattening the curve, wanted to make sure our ICUs, we always had capacity so we could take care of people. We have tons of capacity now, but that's the metric I'll look at if things get more serious.
Yeah, and I mean, at this point, we're not even close to having to put up the convention center a couple of months ago. You know, set up kind of an overflow hospital and all that. Hartford Hospital, I think, had a tent up. At this point, that's not going to be necessary, I guess, at this point.
No, not at this point. Look, we had 2,000 COVID infections of people in the hospital just, 7 months ago. Today, we've got 200, so We still have a lot of room to go, but we're watching it.
How are we doing on masks? You know, in terms of, again, last night with Vice President Biden and President Trump, there's still an issue about the politicization. I hate that word. I can't pronounce it. of the issue of masks. How is Connecticut doing in terms of mask wearing? Because we talked with Dr. Beluck just a few minutes ago, and there is a little bit of fatigue here in terms of the protocols. Yeah. And are you guys concerned about that?
I would listen to Chris Christie. He was somebody who was a little dismissive and skeptical about masks. He got hit hard by COVID. He went in the ICU for a week. Yeah. He came out and he said, my God, take this seriously. wearing the mask seriously. I really appreciated that that teaching moment. Around the state, I think people are still pretty cautious about masks. And I'm pleased to say we have a stockpile of at least 90 days supply. So we're ready.
For everybody? Masks?
We have a 90-day supply for all of our essential workers and those on the front lines. Okay. But there's pretty good supply out there now. Remember before, demand was outstripping supply. That's not true anymore.
Yeah, and toilet paper, too. So they got that going for us, which is nice. You know,
You're planning ahead.
But seriously, I do notice. I really think compliance here is higher than it is a lot of places. But do you think, after talking to Dr. Beluck, do you think people are just going, all right, that's it. I've had it with this. I didn't get it. I'm just going to go out and, hey, take my chances. I don't see that happening yet. Do you?
Well, again, I get to watch Europe, and I get to see how seriously they're taken. I'm afraid they're beginning to lock down there. I think in this state, people have always erred on the side of caution.
Yeah.
That's why we did very well for the last 6 months. And I think that's why we're going to power through until we get to the therapies and the vaccine, hopefully at the end of this year.
Yeah.
You know, it's interesting. We didn't joke about it, but we mentioned how there are some college kids that have been warned in other parts of the country not to get it on purpose so they can then sell their plasma for a profit. And we had Jason Rojas from Trinity on yesterday. They haven't told us or gone public with whether they're going to extend their remote learning past today or not. And you talked about how you consult with Scott Gottlieb, for instance. What are the conversations with the colleges? We know there are some big schools in Connecticut. What's the interchange of conversation there, and how concerned are you about what's going on in campuses right now?
So we had the colleges preparing to come back in June, and they were very thoughtful about it. You're going to get tested before you get on the plane. You're going to get tested after you get off the plane in Bradley. You are going to quarantine, because we knew looking at the South, where the colleges opened earlier, there was a big spike early on.
Right.
Clemson, for example, is the case in point.
Yes.
So in our state, it's been a little hit or miss. Let's face it, UConn has done extraordinarily well for a campus their size, you know, out in Storrs. Sacred Heart, Trinity, a couple of the other smaller schools, you can have a flare-up there, and they're appropriately quarantining for a little bit.
Yeah. Very quickly, just going to another topic because it's all corona all the time, but very quickly. But a lot of this is related. I guess the community colleges are taking a fiscal hit from what I understand, and budget cuts and everything else. Is there any money the state can put in place to help out?
Yeah, we're going to find some support. By the way, the community colleges are not alone when it comes to taking a real hit. So we have to be cautious, but we're going to do more to help our community colleges. We announced yesterday another $50 million small business program. Remember the old PPP program from the feds? Well, that all wore out a couple of months ago. We've got the rent relief program, working with the landlords so people can stay in their homes. We're trying to build that bridge to either the backside of COVID or the federal government stepping up again.
We're talking with Governor Ned Lamont here on WTIC, Brian Shackman and Ray Dunaway. My last question, in terms of, I think people want to know perspective, right? Everyone's talking about a resurgence in cases, and we want to, maybe it's people are stuck inside and so on and so forth, but they want perspective and context. So my question is, how concerned are you that we could reach the first surge levels of cases with this most recent uptick?
I don't think that's going to happen, Brian. I don't think that's going to happen just because we got the masks, we got tons of testing, we got track and trace in place. And I think people in Connecticut, the behavior is still very helpful in terms of what we got to do to keep this thing under control. So I'm hopeful. You know, that said, you look at this map we come up with every Thursday. There are more red spots on it every week. So we're not out of the woods, and that's why I know you're exhausted, but be careful a little bit longer. There's going to be a therapy, and there's going to be a vaccine, and it's coming within months.
I think part of the problem, Governor, is the fact, you know, being the way we are, you think most of us are, you want a termination date. In other words, when's this going to be over? You know, I can stay it if it's going to be 3 weeks. Okay, I'm all right. But, you know, it's just because it's so indefinite that I think for a lot of people it just gets frustrating, and you say, hey, I'm just going to give it a shot.
Yeah, I wish I could give you what the finish line is going to be.
Oh, darn it.
I thought this might be the fourth quarter. But again, I think we're pretty confident that we're going to have that vaccine by the first quarter of next year. And I think we're going to have some good therapies before that. That doesn't get us out of the woods,
no.
But at least gives you a sense of progress and purpose.
All right. And thank you for last week or week before. I guess kind of as it is with COVID, I guess the fact is trick-or-treating is kind of left to the individual city.
Yeah, that's right. Obviously, I don't need a lot of people going right up to the house and high-fiving with mom and dad. That's not a great idea. But people are creating shoots and some really original ideas where kids can still have some fun and do it safely.
Yeah.
Well, that's a good idea. I like
I've
that.
Seen some of those. Those are pretty cool.
Put it
cool.
Down the tube.
Yeah, I'm going to work on one.
Meet your neighbors. Oh, yeah, yeah. By the way, at the governor's residence, will there be trick-or-treating?
A jury's out on that. I'd love to do it. We've always done it in the past, but it does attract hundreds and hundreds of kids, so this may
need.
Not be the ideal night.
Oh, all right. Don't turn the lights on. Don't turn on the front porch light then. Hey, Governor, thanks so much for being on.
Hey, Joe, Brian, nice to see you.
All right, talk to you later.
Hey, listen, we're getting better and better every day at treating this, so I think that if the cases spike, I think that fewer people hopefully will get really sick. And, you know, it's interesting to follow the language. I mean, I think that it's good that you empower your communities to do the decisions that are best because every town is different. Oh, oh,
oh, O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.